Let me ask you this before we talk about the new book, Hearts Touch with Fire. Obviously, you were a White House advisor to Presidents Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and Clinton. If you were an advisor right now to President Joe Biden, how would you say he's doing, and what would you advise him to do as far as domestic or foreign policy right now? How is he doing?
Well, I think he's doing better than the appearances. I think he's doing better than the kind of approval ratings he's got. You know, he's down in the low 40s. He hasn't been able to start very much, no matter what he does. And so it's not clear exactly how he now gets out of this. I do think that early on, he attempted to do too much too quickly. Almost every other day or two, there was some new item that he was trying to get on his agenda. And I think there was no clear message that got through at that time. And I think he's now trying to simplify and you know, focus on inflation here at home and Ukraine overseas. It's late in the game on both, but it's still possible that he could pull something out. So much will depend upon the midterm elections and this coming fall. If the Republicans take back the House and or the Senate, and it's widely expected, the conventional wisdom, of course, is they will take back the House. It's going to be very hard to govern thereafter for the next 2 years. We're going to be into what I'm afraid is going to be a very partisan, poisonous kind of couple of years where very little happens. And I think that's not good for the country. So, you know, somehow we've got to find our way out of this mess we're in. And the book that I've written argues that I think it's time for the baby boomers who have been running the show for some 30 years now. It's time to step back and let a fresh group of people bring fresh vision, fresh energy to our public life. And the Gen Xers are next up. They deserve their time at bat. Those are people born between 1965 and 1980, and they've been sort of skipped over in many ways. So there's the most immediate people. But beyond that, in the long term, the people are really, really we've got to reach are the young people of today, the millennial and the Generation Z. They're the ones who have such promise, I believe. I've met a lot of these. I've worked with a lot of these young people. I've been teaching now for 25 years. I've been in classrooms, and I've had the opportunity to see how much life has evolved. And I think the people coming through right now, many of them are just terrific, and they hold so much promise for the country. I think we ought to encourage them to give a year back to their communities. We ought to have a national service program, which encourages every young person to give a year back, at least a year back to their communities. And you knock off a year of your tuition debt. There are just so many good things we can do. And I think the young people of today, we're seeing that the veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, we're seeing that among people of color, especially young black women who are becoming moral leaders for our society. There are good people out there now who really care about what direction we're in, and they want to change it. They're sick and tired of how we've had all these stupid fights.
We're speaking to New York Times bestselling author David Gergen, a White House advisor to four presidents of different parties, CNN senior political analyst, and founder of the Center for Public Leadership at the Harvard Kennedy School. I wanted to ask you, you described yourself as a short-term pessimist. I find this interesting, David. You describe yourself as a short-term pessimist, but a long-time optimist. And you say the next several years are likely to be kind of rough in America. Explain to our listeners what you mean by that.
That there's going to be a lot of partisanship, and I think very little is going to get done. And we'll scrape by somehow. But we won't address the underlying problems, and that is that we're so divided that we're no longer regarded as the first class country that is, you know, should be the leader of the world. When I was growing up, the nations all over the world looked to the United States for leadership. And that is, and we, frankly, we were much better governed at home with the World War II generation. I thought that was a terrific generation. And the more we teach our young people that it can be done, that we teach them the stories of the John McCain's and the Ruth Bader Ginsburg's and the Katherine Graham's and the stories of people who have faced great adversity in the past and have come through it and have helped to remodel our society. We need to remember our history. We're a better people. We're a better country than what we're going through right now.
We're speaking to David Gergen. The book is called Hearts Touch with Fire. It's a book on leadership and how to be a leader and talking about certain leaders. Is this geared toward the younger generation that you've been talking about and that you teach?
Yes. Well, the early returns suggest that there are a lot of people who are not young who are finding the book really helpful and interesting and want to give it to their children, you know, with people who are in high school or junior high or high school or even or college. But I'm especially finding among the young, the book is aimed heavily toward the young, with the hope that other older people will also join in and become model leaders for the country. But it is mostly a call to the younger generations to prepare themselves to be in the arena, to prepare themselves for lives of service to others and for public leadership. And I think that yourself can start when you're really young. You know, we've had young leaders now, like Greta Thunberg in Sweden. That she was 15 years old when she had, you know, launched the climate campaign that has been, you know, has gained so much strength now. Or Malala, who was a young woman in her teenage years in Pakistan. But there are people back here in the United States that you see regularly, and I think that who have performed well and are role models. And I think they can be, black or brown or white. We've got to learn how to live with people of different backgrounds, which we've sort of forgotten how, and we're showing signs of fear rather than of confidence about how we go about the future. So I think that what I'm hoping is that the message here in the book is a call to the younger generations to prepare themselves for the future and prepare and help bring this country out of the morass that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, the book is called Hearts Touched with Fire. I know we have just about a half a minute to go, but let me ask you this. You've advised a bunch of presidents, different parties, obviously. You've seen them lead. You've seen their leadership qualities. But what are some of the things that have remained constant about good leadership, David?
Well, the need for people, especially for leaders, to be people of character, good character, to be courageous, and to be highly capable. Those three things go so far. And, you know, it's a very simplified view. The three C's, courage, character, and capability. Those, if you can get those nailed down, you're on your way. But remember that leadership is a journey. It starts from within. You've got to be able to, you've got to capture and get on top of yourself. You've got to bring your own emotions under control. I worked with Richard Nixon early in life when he was president, and he was the best strategist I've ever seen in public life. You go up on a mountaintop, look into the past, look into the future, figure out which way we ought to go. That was all good. Had that been all there was to Richard Nixon, he would have been a pretty good president. But he had demons inside him that he had never learned to control, and they took him down. He became the author of his own demise. You've got to develop your own set of values. You've got to have a true north by which you navigate, yourself navigate. You've got to have to keep a steady course. And sometimes you're going to have setbacks. You've got to learn to persevere. But you can do it. I think the future is much. There are many, many signs of the future being brighter than what we have today.
All right. Sounds good. David Gergen joining us today, advising to a bunch of presidents over the years. The new book is called Hearts Touched with Fire. Thanks for spending some time with us, David Gergen, here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. We appreciate it. And good luck with the book.
Yeah, thank you.